Welcome to Win the Day from Back to the Bible. I'm your coach, Pastor Nat, helping you win the day wherever you are. That's why today we're talking about following King Jesus. Do you remember the 1968 movie Planet of the Apes? What a great movie. That movie just kept you wondering the whole time. What on earth is going on here? Where did Charlton Heston and his crew land? How did these apes become so supreme? It was a mystery from beginning to end. Now, if you've seen that movie, then you'll never forget the ending when the truth was finally revealed. That big surprise was that it was Earth all along. The apes had evolved and now ruled the earth. Now, you won't find that kind of scenario in the Bible. You won't find evolution in the Bible either. But what you will find is mystery, and mystery solved. What do I mean by that? Listen to what Paul declares beginning in Ephesians 3, verse 1. When I think of all of this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus for the benefit of you Gentiles, assuming, by the way, that you know God gave me the special responsibility of extending His grace to you Gentiles. As I briefly wrote earlier, God Himself revealed His mysterious plan to me. As you read what I have written, you will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ. God did not reveal it to previous generations, but now by His Spirit, He has revealed it to His holy apostles and prophets. What is Paul talking about here? He says God Himself revealed some mysterious plan to me. Well, that mysterious plan was that Christ came to save both Jew and Gentile. God's offer and plan of salvation weren't just for His chosen people, the Jews. No, the free gift of salvation is for everyone. Now, there's something Paul says here that is what I really want to talk about. He says, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Now, if you're like me, you read that and you're saying, whoa, that does not sound like a lot of fun, Nat. It certainly doesn't sound like a free gift of salvation. Well, friend, salvation truly is a free gift. Paul is so clear about this. But I'll be honest with you. Salvation is a gift, but it's the most expensive gift you'll ever receive. Paul's word for prisoner is a Greek word that means to be chained to or bound to Christ. Paul is a follower of Christ wherever he leads. You see, I've heard that Jesus is good, but he isn't safe. You see, Christ radically transforms you and your life when you die to sin. Christ takes you on a journey unlike any other. You can go willingly like a child going to Disneyland, or you can go like a cat being dragged to the vet. Either way, Jesus is moving. You're bound to Him as His child. The question is, are you following Him? Or are you putting your heels into the dirt? My challenge for you today is to stop resisting the Lordship of Christ. Christ loves you. He saved you. But now He wants to transform you. But what's so cool is He wants to use you as well. But for that to happen, you need to start following Him willingly. I want you to identify where it is Jesus is asking you to go. And then what I want you to do is take one step today to following Him. I promise you, the adventure waits. So let's get going. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you found today's discussion helpful, please leave a review and share this podcast with your friends on social media. Plus, if you're like most of us, maybe you're struggling today, don't worry, you're not alone. I would love to help. So download our app called Go Tandem. Check out Go Tandem and let us help you win the day.